Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and this is definitely the place to come when you want to have some fun. Today, we are continuing our lesson from yesterday called Painting with Light. Wait, hold on for just a moment. How is it possible that one is able to paint with light? Well, if you remember from yesterday, we are learning all about the process of glass blowing. Well, first we learned that the first man-made glass was actually an accident. And today we are going to discuss the following. So first, beauty spreads. Beauty spreads? Stories in glass. What does this mean? Well, I guess we're just going to have to get started with our lesson to find out. So grab your magazines, open to today's lesson, and let's go talk about painting with light. Come on!
Painting with light. Beauty spreads. The earliest colored glass has been traced to the beads and currency of ancient Egypt. Today, it is most often found in windows, especially those in churches. These windows were planned with light patterns in mind, essentially making light a second paint for artists. For many years, church windows served as a poor man's Bible, portraying events from the Holy Book for the illiterate. In the late 1400s, glass became affordable for home use and began to feature humorous pictures and family histories.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 portray 这个动词。Portray 在这里是指描绘或描述。例如 ,the painting portrays a quiet and peaceful country life. 这幅画描绘出平静安详的乡间生活。或者是 ,the novel portrays life in a concentration camp. 这部小说叙述了集中营中的生活。它的名词是 portrait, P-O-R-T-R-A-I-T,例如 The Portrait of the Ballerina is one of the finest works of the artist. 这幅女芭蕾舞者的画像是这位艺术家最好的作品之一。接着我们看 illiterate 这个形容词 ,IL 这个字首是否定的意思。Literate 这个形容词是指识字的。所以 illiterate 是指不识字的或者是文盲的。例如 ,this program assists the illiterate in learning to read and write.这个课程是要帮助不识字的人学读和写。Illiterate 也指对某个领域所知甚少的。例如 ,Tom is computer illiterate, and that's a big weakness for him. Tom 对电脑一无所知,对他而言是一个很大的弱点。
谢谢 Michelle. Okay, well, let's continue learning about stained glass with this section called Beauty Spreads.All right, the earliest colored glass has been traced to the beads and currency of ancient Egypt. All right, so that means it's been around for a long time. It's been traced back to ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm, and I really like that word, traced, or to trace to. And another way that you can use this phrase is, my dad...He traced our family history all the way back to the 1600s. He loved to do a lot of what we would call genealogy. That's a big word. Wow. But that's when you study the history of your family. And he traced it back to the 1600s. To England.
Pretty cool, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. I don't know if my family has traced anything further than 100 years or so. It's pretty cool. The 1600s.
Mm-hmm.
Trace something to. I think of jazz music because I love jazz. And if you study the history of jazz, jazz can be traced back to early African American slavery or even before in Africa and the music that influenced jazz. Of course, it kept changing over time, but jazz can be traced back to those periods.
And of course, we're talking about, well, stained glass. And of course, the earliest colored glass has been traced to the beads and currency of ancient Egypt. Today, it is most often found in windows, especially those in churches. And that's something that we did talk about yesterday. It's very common to find stained glass windows, perhaps in Catholic churches.
Exactly. And of course, it is beautiful. I hope you have a chance to visit a Catholic church sometime. Some other churches also have stained glass, like I mentioned yesterday. But it's so interesting, the detail and the work that goes into creating stained glass art. Well, these windows were planned with light patterns in mind, essentially making light a second paint for artists. So that's where we get the title for our lesson, to paint with light. You certainly need light to appreciate stained glass.
Well, right now, it's time for us to talk about those two words, in mind. If you have something in mind, that just means that you already have something in your mind that you are thinking about. So, for example, yes, right here. Peggy had her dad in mind when she decided to bake some cookies. She was thinking about her dad, and she was thinking that she was going to bake these cookies specifically for her dad.
Very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. You might say, please keep in mind what time the bus is coming. Okay, so you can go around, have fun, go shopping right now, but remember what time the bus is coming. Keep that in mind. Or, hey, what do you have in mind for lunch? Where would you like to go? What do you have in mind?
Or maybe you might say to your mom, Mom, I had you in mind when I bought this tablecloth. I thought that you would probably like the color patterns. Well, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about stained glass and how these windows are planned with light patterns in mind, essentially making light a second paint for artists. For many years, church windows served as a poor man's Bible, portraying events from the Holy Book for the illiterate.
Now, the Holy Book, that's another way of saying the Bible, okay? So this stained glass window was a poor man's Bible because often they were illiterate. They couldn't read the Bible, so they could see these pictures and these stories portrayed through stained glass art. In the late 1400s, glass became affordable for home use and began to feature humorous pictures and family histories. Hey, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe?
Your dad likes family history.
Absolutely.
Maybe he can learn how to do some stained glass art and be able to put your family histories into some stained glass art, huh, for your home?
Interestingly enough, Gabe, I bet my dad would love to learn how to do stained glass, but I'm not sure he'll be doing that right now. But great idea. I love that idea. Anyway, friends, speaking of this word glass.
Oh, yes.
You know, the glass. We've talked about this word a lot. The guys in the InfoCloud have something they would like to say about this word glass.
So let's go to the
InfoCloud.
Glass is one of the many English words that can be either countable or uncountable.
That's right. As an uncountable noun, glass refers to a hard, brittle, transparent material. As a countable noun, glass can be a drinking vessel or one of the lenses in a pair of eyeglasses.
So here's a question for you, friends. When glass is broken into many pieces and is scattered all over the floor, do we say there are broken glasses everywhere or there is broken glass everywhere?
And the answer is there is broken glass everywhere because glass in its non-count form is still singular when it is broken into many pieces. Broken glasses would be referring to either eyeglasses or a number of drinking glasses that have been broken.
This is similar to the uncountable sand. We have to say There is sand all over the floor.
Okay, so how can we count glass? Well, there's always the word peace. However, peace generally has the connotation of being rather small. If you want to talk about a large piece of glass that is to be fitted on a table, for instance, you can use the word sheet.
Right. I'm looking for a sheet of glass to be placed on the new dining table. What about a very small piece of glass, like the glass that is scattered all over the road after a car crash?
Okay, we can use the word shard, S-H-A-R-D, which is a small fragment of a larger piece of glass. What you have on the road after a windshield is shattered are shards of glass.
Glass, 玻璃是个不可数名词。但是当玻璃被打碎了，掉了满地的碎玻璃，是不是就变成 broken glasses? 哦，不不不。Broken glasses 会让人以为是破掉的玻璃杯或是压坏的眼镜。就像沙 sand 如果撒了满地，还是得说 there is sand all over the floor， 因为那是个不可数名词。要数玻璃可以用 piece， 但如果要表示一大片的玻璃，我们可以用 sheet。 I'm looking for a sheet of glass for my table。 那如果是要表示很小的玻璃碎片，我们可以用 shard 这个字。在车祸的现场，满地都是 shards of glass， 碎玻璃。这就是今天的 Info Club， 下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever been to a church where there were stained glass windows? If not, I would definitely encourage you to check out the nearest church that has stained glass windows. Or imagine if you were to go into someone's home and there was actually a story painted on the windows, of course, using stained glass. Do you think that would be pretty cool? I think it would be quite awesome. Well, friends, it's been fun learning about stained glass, and guess what? We still have a little bit more to learn, so let's continue with our next reading.
Painting with light. Stained glass became commonly used in public buildings and objects such as lamps in the 1800s. Stories in glass. Without a doubt, the most beautiful and well-known panels of stained glass are still found in churches. The oldest in existence are those in Germany's Augsburg Cathedral, which date to the late 11th century. Particularly beautiful is the rose window of Chartres Cathedral in France that tells the story of Jesus' birth. Stained glass tells beautiful stories through color and light, but also has a fascinating tale of its own.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 panel 这个名词。panel 是指镶板或铅板。例如 ,the wardrobe has beautiful doors with oak panels.这个衣橱有着漂亮的镶着橡木的门板，或者是 in the center of the window, there's a panel of frosted glass. 这个窗户的中心镶嵌着磨砂玻璃。panel 也指机器或设备的控制台或仪表板。例如 the car's instrument panel was stylishly designed. 这台车的仪表板设计得非常时尚。所以我们看的是 cathedral 这个名词，注意它的重音是在 THE 这个音节念成 cathedral。cathedral 是指教堂，例如 the 17th century cathedral was renovated last year。这座17世纪建的大教堂去年整修了。和 church, C-H-U-R-C-H 不太一样的是， cathedral 通常是指的大教堂或者是教区的总教堂。 而 church 可以是小的教堂或者是聚会的场地。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Okay, well, we learned something else here about how stained glass was used. In this sentence, stained glass became commonly used in public buildings and objects such as lamps in the 1800s. So, of course, it was used in churches. And then we learned earlier it was affordable for home use. And now, of course, people are using them in public buildings and objects like lamps. And perhaps you've seen some of those lamps before. They are made with stained glass, which is really cool. You can kind of see the reflection of the light on the wall.
Well, let's move on to the next section of our lesson, which is called Stories in Glass. We read, without a doubt, the most beautiful and well-known panels of stained glass are still found in churches. Now, let's go back to the beginning of this sentence where you see, without a doubt. Now, this is a great and very useful phrase for you to know and for you to use. If you say without a doubt, that means that you are very confident, very certain about something.
That's right. There's no doubt about this. The most beautiful and well-known panels of stained glass are still found in churches. How else could you use this phrase? You probably know that song, Hey Jude, by the Beatles. Hey Jude is without a doubt one of the Beatles' most famous songs. Rebecca is
yes.
without a doubt the smartest, most beautiful lady in the room.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree with that. Thank you, Gabe. Well, friends, why don't you take some time and practice using this phrase without a doubt. You will definitely be able to master it in no time. Well, moving on, we read, the oldest in existence are those in Germany's Augsburg Cathedral, which date to the 11th century. And, of course, we're talking about the stained glass in churches.
Okay, well, hey, the German Augsburg Cathedral. Yes, you've seen the picture. Here it is again. And I would love to visit a cathedral like this that has famous stained glass art. We read about another one here. Particularly beautiful is the rose window of the Chartres. I don't know how to say those French names, but I think that's how you say it. The Chartres Cathedral in France that tells the story of Jesus' birth.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to visit the Chartres Cathedral?
Yes, I would love to visit that cathedral. And I really like that word, date to.
Oh, yes.
Did you see those words, date to, and friends? I hope you saw those words as well, because I wanted to give you another example. I found this book that belonged to my grandma. And it dates back to the 1700s. Can you believe that?
I believe it, Rebecca, because I believe you. You're a trustworthy person. Friends, right now it is time for us to sing...
It's...
Out. This is a fun one.
My glass of water was empty. And I saw how the light from the sun shone through that glass. It reminded me of a time I was walking through the woods and I saw this beautiful building with a cross on top. And I saw on the side of this beautiful building something beautiful. The light shone through just like heaven. Stained glass window, what is the story that you're gonna tell? Stained glass window, you show me heaven and you do it so well.
You know, Ben, I was sitting in that church that day and I was looking at that stained glass from the inside of that building and I thought to myself, this is such beautiful artwork. And I thought, I don't know any artists who do stained glass now. So friends, if you're an artist, put down your paintbrush and your colored pencils. Why don't you try some stained glass? It's beautiful. Let me share something with you.
Stained glass window, what is the story that you're gonna tell? Stained glass window,
You show me heaven and you do it so well. Stained glass window, what is the story that you're gonna tell? Stained glass window, you show me heaven and you do it so well.
The colored glass is so beautiful.
Yes, it really is. In fact, the earliest colored glass has been traced to beads and currency of ancient Egypt.
Colored glass was used as money?
Yes, but today it's most often found in windows.
Yeah, especially in churches, right?
Yes.
It's perfect for churches. Look at the light patterns.
Glass windows were planned with light patterns in mind.
The light is like a second paint.
Yes. Church windows served as a poor man's Bible.
A poor man's Bible?
The windows portray events from the Bible for the illiterate.
Oh, interesting.
In the late 1400s, glass became affordable for home use.
Windows are really important.
In the 1800s, stained glass became commonly used in public buildings.
And lamps?
Yes. But the beautiful and well-known panels of stained glass are still found in churches.
And great cathedrals, right?
That's right. Stained glass tells stories through color and light.
And stained glass has a fascinating tale of its own.
Yes, it is fascinating.
All right, friends, make sure you get out and see some stained glass art for yourself sometime.
That's right, and make sure you join us next time for another exciting lesson right here on Studio Classroom.